wonderful job.
I bet. They always do. I missed it.
House Transportation will come to order. Welcome, everybody. With that, since we've already kept the good senator waiting, we'll go ahead and open a public hearing on Senate Bill 944. And Patrick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 944A directs the Lane County Governing Board to develop a proposed charter for the formation of an Area Commission on Transportation for Lane County. Specifies a completion deadline of September 30th, 2010, and directs the county to report to the appropriate interim legislative committee by October 31st of 2010. The measure also directs the Department of Transportation to provide staff support for the development and submission of the proposed charter. This measure came to you from the Senate on a vote of 28-2. It has no revenue impact, minimal fiscal impact, and there are no amendments before the committee that staff is aware of.
All right. Senator Prezansky. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. Floyd Prezansky, State Senator, District 4, which includes parts of Lane and Douglas County. Senate Bill 944A engrossed comes before you and asks for your approval of requiring Lane County to develop a proposed charter that would shift it from its current operation of a for transportation issues into a act. The Area Commission on Transportation. This request comes from a number of individuals. Senator, myself and Representative Hovey introduced legislation 2 years ago at the request of some of the local or individual cities within Lane County that are all considered more your rural cities because of their concern that maybe they were not being able to be considered adequately, fairly, within the process that is currently used. And it should be noted that Lane County, my understanding, Multnomah County are the only two counties that do not have acts or are participants in regional acts. The goal of this is to actually assist Lane County to take the steps that are necessary to create an act and to report back to this body to report how they have come about in accomplishing that. As your committee administrator has stated, their requirement to report back is October 31st, 2010. They do need to develop the plan and the proposal by September 30th, 2010. We believe, speaking on my on behalf of myself and Representative Hovey, who is out ill, as I think most of you know, he's been sick since Tuesday evening, and was not able to make it to the Capitol today as well, to basically help facilitate the process along. And we do believe the reason for this and the purpose is to allow more input, more opportunity for those who are outside of the Metroplex, quote-unquote, area of Eugene-Springfield to be able to be participants. It is expected that through this process, the various stakeholders in Lane County, local governments, including municipalities, as well as the bus transit district, will be participants. I would also expect other stakeholders could include, but not limited to, the University of Oregon, people that that have large populations of individuals who need to be considered in the mix of what should be and what should be and what is appropriate for the meeting the needs of transportation throughout the county. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Any questions? I know coming from that area, I appreciate the bill, and my city has been relatively well represented in the mix, but I have shared your concerns about some of the smaller communities in Lane County, so I do appreciate you bringing this bill and being able to hear it this session.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Just for the record, I know the City of Eugene has also weighed in as being okay with the bill. They're not opposing the bill. I believe they're taking a positive step in support. If not, it's definitely neutral. I've spoken with Mayor Piercy about this at one point, and she was supportive individually. As to wanting to have more dialogue and allowing more people to participate. I also know that ODOT and the conversations that I, as well as Representative Hovey has had have always been supportive of seeing an act, thinking that, again, that would help with the diversity. For those who are not as familiar with Lane County, it's, east to west is about 120 miles of travel from the coast back to the Cascades, and it's about, I'm guessing, maybe a 30, 35 miles from north to south. So it's a pretty large area, and you have a number of cities and other stakeholders in the transportation components that make up the full county, and this was one way of making certain everyone has an opportunity to be heard.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. And I don't see any other questions, so
okay.
Thank you for coming in.
Here, if I can be excused, I'll go back to my other committee.
And Alex Kyler.
Senator, I'll be in rules next if you want to meet me down there. Just kidding.
He missed that.
I know. Probably. I said I'll be in rules next. So. Yeah, in case you want to follow me.
Welcome.
Thank you. Chair Byron, members of the committee, I am Alex Kyler. For the record, I'm the Lane County Intergovernmental Relations Manager. Chair Byron, we seem to find ourselves yet again face-to-face on a specific Eugene-Springfield-Lane County bill, so feels sort of familiar.
Yeah.
I did want to express that Lane County, the Board of Commissioners at Lane County has discussed this bill at length, and we have one concern with the bill, really, which is that the bill will be the formation of ACTS and the policy around ACTS and even the OTC for that matter really are not found anywhere in ORS. It's mostly done through administrative rule, and then the policy for formation of an act actually comes out of the OTC itself. And so we'll be the only legislatively sort of required act to exist, and for that matter, will be the only single county act to exist. The other ones have broader, you know, their geographic boundaries can go across several counties. So the concern is that given the past practice of Lane County and sort of the expectations that some of the leadership in Lane County has around sort of progressive thinking and new and creative ideas, there's the concern that exists is that the bill requires Lane County to do a number of things but doesn't really put any sort of sidebars on how the OTC responds to the formation of the charter. It just says that the OTC shall take action. And so what we've been discussing, although I just before the hearing met Jerry Bohard from ODOT, is that there we'd like to see some sort of sidebars in the bill that would allow us to sort of be assured that the OTC at least initially would accept the charter or work with us on accepting a charter that's provided. And so we are, I think we can get to be supportive of the bill, but we do have some language that we've been sharing back and forth, and we just request that the committee allow us to consider that for several more days and come back with either a statement that we'd like to amend the bill and bring that amendment forward, or tell you that we're fine with the bill as written and have you go ahead and adopt it if that's possible.
Okay. Thank you. Representative Widener.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Would Lane County have the ability to form this commission right now without this piece of legislation if they wanted to?
That's correct. Lane County can form an act, and in fact, we were alerted to this bill. Obviously, Senator Przanski referred to it, that it had come up before in 2007, so we knew that it was existed. And there was some work on behalf of one of our board members to work with mayors from around the county and propose an act. At the time, they were unable to get an agreement to get that on the agenda for the Board of County Commissioners. So it's been discussed, and unable to sort of get it to the proper administrative place in the county at the moment.
Thank you. See no other questions. I know that secretary did not sign up. I don't know if anyone has any specific questions to ask her. Okay. So, all right. Committee, it would be, this is an issue that's been going on in Lane County for a while. There are a lot of small communities around Lane County that really feel like they aren't being represented by the current process. But in the past, they've been somewhat reluctant to complain because they figure if they complain, the treatment could even maybe get a little bit worse. So, and the county commission, we have talked to them and asked them to see what they could do to fix this, and they have not been willing to do it. And if and so at this point in time, I do intend to move this bill, but I'm going to give them a chance to explore whether they can come to an agreement on amendment and then come back. So,
thank you. And just to emphasize, we do have one commissioner, the former Senator Bill Dwyer from Springfield, who really does not like the idea of being an elected official who would then make a recommendation to an appointed board. And so he's got some very strong feelings about sort of the structure of local government and is not afraid to state those concerns, and that one particularly rankles him, that the elected officials could be overridden essentially by an appointed board or a board of folks who are not share an elected seat.
Thank you. And Representative
Burr? I'll just add, thank you, Madam Chair. I represent Clatsop, Tillamook, a little bit of Columbia, and some Washington County. And we've got the Northwest Act up there, and it's several counties. And I believe there are several elected officials on that Act board. So it seems, and that's pretty wide, it's a pretty big group. So it seems to work well.
Yeah, and what I've discovered from talking to people around the state who are on Acts is, and certainly there are elected officials on, a requirement for elected officials, a percentage to be on the board, if you will, but everyone seems to think that they are working very well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that I've yet to hear that they're not.
In follow-up, yeah, you're absolutely right. And they also help when, you know, one group is working against another, the famous Seaside Bypass issue. That it was very helpful to have that go through the Act. And then initially, and then subsequently, there was a local initiative that went through and voted it down. So now they're doing something different. But I kind of think of it as a task force or work group that gets everybody working together on something that's a little less emotional.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing on Senate Bill 944A and open a work session on Senate Bill 124A. Patrick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 124A, we heard this previously on April 29th. It's a measure that increases the penalty for operating a motorcycle without a motorcycle endorsement from a Class B traffic violation, which has a $360 maximum fine, to Class A, which has a maximum fine of $720. The measure authorizes the court to suspend or dismiss the fine if the operator completes the necessary training course and obtains a motorcycle endorsement within 120 days of sentencing. At that previous meeting, I believe we had before us the -A4 amendment, which changes that authorization of the court to suspend or dismiss a fine to a directive to the court to do so. We have in your packet, I believe, fiscal and revenue statements on those amendments. It's a minimal fiscal, no revenue with the measure, with the -4 amendment, and there are folks here that can answer committee's questions if they have it.
Thank you, Patrick. Since it's a work session, I didn't have anybody signed up, but would you like to come up and let us know what you decided after your testimony last time?
Th-
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Wayne Schumacher. I represent Bike Pack of Oregon. There were a couple of things that we mentioned at the last hearing and testimony, and the one that you have before you is that changing from may to shall on page 1, line 25. The other thing that we discussed was actually adding more lengthy and specific language with regards to the process of being able to dismiss the fine, and we determined that probably it's a little bit more laborious and might add some cost, and frankly, not necessary this time. So we're very pleased with this amendment and would urge your support on that, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions? Seeing none. Making sure we have enough people here to actually work a bill. It just dawned on me. So with that, I would take a motion.
I was waiting for it.
You have a question?
No, I was.
Oh. Well, he's got it out. I was going to make the motion.
Oh, okay.
I just want to make sure we're moving the amendments, right? So there's a dash A4, correct? So, Madam Chair, I move the dash A4 amendment to Senate Bill 124A.
Representative Call has moved the dash A4 amendments to Senate Bill 124A. Any comment? Seeing none, any objections? Seeing none, the amendments are adopted.
Hey, Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move Senate Bill 124A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Call has moved Senate Bill 124A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bailey, Representative Bent?
Yes.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Representative Edwards, Representative Toffler, Representative Weiner?
Aye.
Representative Gilman?
Aye.
Representative Call?
Aye.
Chair Beyer?
Aye. And for the record, Representative Bailey, Representative Schaffler, and Representative Edwards are excused. And the motion passes. Does anybody want to carry this bill? And don't everybody jump. I can go ahead and carry it. So.
Me and you and Terry can carry it.
Yeah. Did you want to?
No. Since I've been on a motorcycle.
Me too. I close the
I don't have
session.
An endorsement.
On Senate Bill 124A, and I'm going to go ahead and open a work session on Senate Bill 583. Patrick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 583, we heard this Monday. It's the bill that requires persons under the age of 18 to wear motorcycle helmets while operating or riding in as a passenger on a Class 2 all-terrain vehicle.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Call.
You're entertaining a motion, I think.
I am.
Madam Chair, I move
Hopefully. Senate.
I move Senate Bill 583 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Call moves Senate Bill 583 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Representative Widener.
Madam Chair, I think we're getting ahead of things here. I think we need to go through and straighten out what a Class 2 vehicle is first before we put the helmet laws into effect. Spend a lot of time on the dunes, have a lot of friends that are down there all the time, and I think we need to straighten out what is a Class 1 and Class 2 vehicle first before we go in and put the helmet laws, because we've excluded cars, but there's different things that go on in some of these vehicles that we need to look at. I'm not against this bill. I think this is a very good idea, but I think we need to straighten out and not be doing this off of weight, because some quads actually fall into a Class 2 category as well, which they would already be mandated to wear a helmet at that point. So I'll probably give this a courtesy yes, but I'm not sure how I'm going to vote on the floor yet, just because I think we're moving too fast and not taking care of the real problem.
Thank you. I appreciate the comments. Representative Benz.
Sure, I'll be giving a courtesy vote also. I'll very probably vote yes on the floor, but I just want to make absolutely positively sure that we weren't imposing the helmet requirement for the some of the vehicles. I'm unclear again on exactly which vehicles that they're required on, okay. But I'll be voting for it today.
Thank you. Representative Boone.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll be voting yes on this. I think everybody should wear a helmet all the time.
Start handing them out.
You know that to your farmers. even right now, perhaps.
No, I did bring up the farm use issue. And I think that's off.
Any other comments? Seeing none. The clerk will call the roll. Let's see how this goes.
Representative Bent?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Representative Edwards? Representative Shoffler? Representative Widener?
Aye.
Representative Gilman?
Aye.
Representative Call?
Aye.
Chair Byer?
Aye. The motion passes. And for the record, Representative Edwards, Bailey, and Shoffler are excused. And I'll close the work session on. Oh, yes. Is there someone who'd like to?
I'll carry this, Madam Chair.
Yes. Representative Call will carry this bill. And with that, we are adjourned.
Oh, my God, I have an hour to get some.